we are already a little late, but it's
If
possible,
ukoliko je moguće,
come next time,
molim vas sljedećeg puta,
on time,
dođite na vrijeme.
I will definitely be also on time.
Ja ću također sigurno stići na vrijeme.
Important.
Ovo je vrlo bitno.
We will have now a seminar which will take about
2 hours. Sad ćemo davati seminar koji će trajati otprilike 2 sata.
In the midst of it, I intend to make a pause of 15 minutes.
Planiram da usred seminara imamo pauzu od samo 15 minuta.
Be nice and peaceful.
Tako da možete biti dobro i smireno.
Very, very happy to be here.
Jako sam jako sretan što se ovdje nalazim.
I'm as excited as many
I
of you.
Uzbuđen sam kao i mnogi od vas.
We are starting now our journey to the spiritual world.
Sada počinjemo svoj put u duhovni svijet.
I hope we will make it to the end.
Nadam se da ćemo doći do kraja.
Narration.
Barem što se tiče priče.
And yes. I wanted to start on a very serious note.
Sa jednom vrlo bitnom,
so that you are all in the right consciousness. I wanted
stavkom,
to see
tako da si imate pravilnu svjesnost.
Is our youngest member who speaks English.
Znate ko je naš najmlađi član koji govori engleski?
Someone there who is 15?
Ima li možda nekoga od 15 godina? Ima li nekog ispod 15?
No. Yes. Please come here.
Montajevano.
I also need to find out. Please stand here.
Također mi je potrebno da saznam.
The oldest member of our congregation.
Tko je najstariji u ovoj kongregaciji?
Who is above 60?
Ima li netko iznad 60?
Yes. One should not ask a dama how old she is, so I will not ask.
Osoba ne bi trebala pitati damu koliko ima godina.
Would you mind to come here?
Međutim, da li bi...
But do you speak English? That's important.
Govorite li engleski?
A little. So we need an English...
Ne.
Who is an...
Treba neko ko govori engleski.
40? No, 40, that's young, that's me.
Ne, ne, 40, to je mlado, to sam ja.
Who's under 55?
Ima nekog iznad 50.
Or I should say, who's more than 55?
Ima nekog iznad 55.
Good. And you speak English?
Dobro, govorite engleski?
Come here.
Radio, dođite ovamo.
Please stand here.
Molim vas, stanite ovdje.
Please stand.
Ustanite. Kako se zoveš?
Full applause for Brane. Brane will be representing
birth.
What is your name?
Kako se zovete?
Bata. Please stand up. Full applause for Bata.
Yes. Applause.
Yes. He represents death.
On predstavlja smrt.
No. Don't be dead now.
Nemojte sad umreti.
Don't worry, I will not do anything to you.
Ne bojte se, neću vam ništa učiniti.
Sorry, I have to little work now.
So, odjelimo malo posla.
This is birth.
Dakle, ovo je rođenje.
And this is death.
A ovo je smrt.
What is this?
A što je ovo?
Life.
Život.
Thank you very much.
Hvala.
Let us assume.
Pretpostavimo.
Each one of us has 100 years to live.
Će doživjeti 100 godina.
What do you think?
Što mislite?
Is the average age of all of the devotees here in this room?
Dob svih bhakta u ovoj prostoriji.
I would say,
rekao bih,
Rekao bih 27 i 9 mjeseci. I have special informations which I have processed. All right. So if this is your birth.
Dakle, ako je ovo vaše rođenje.
And this is your death.
Ovo vaša smrt.
Then you have lived by now.
Onda ste do sada živjeli.
If you are 27 and 9 months.
Ako imate 27 godine i 9 mjeseci. Otprilike do tuda.
Thank you.
Hvala.
This is the life which has already passed.
Ovo je život koji vam je već prošao.
Can we do anything with it?
Možemo li nešto činiti s njim?
No, not now. Should we throw it away?
Trebamo li ga odbaciti? Beskoristan je.
No.
Ne.
Yes. Depends. Could we maybe learn from our mistakes?
Možda možemo učiti na svojim greškama.
Could we maybe look at it sometimes?
Yes, možemo osvrnuti na njega.
So we keep it for now.
Da, čini mi se da možemo. Zato ćemo ga za sada držati.
Let us have no doubt about it.
Međutim, neka ne
sumnjamo
u to.
This is the time which has gone out of our life.
Da je ovo vrijeme koje je već isteklo iz naših života.
Get it back.
Ne možemo ga vratiti.
Paying lots of money.
Čak i ako platimo jako puno novca.
We all have a time to live.
Svako od nas ima određeno vrijeme koje živi.
27 years and 9 months is the average age, we said.
Prosječna je dob, kao što smo rekli.
Gone with the wind. We can only look at it sometimes and learn. I will put it to Shishti Kata because he is a very Krishna conscious person. He will analyze it for you.
Tako da on to može analizirati umjesto vas.
Now this is
ovo.
What we still have left. It's
ono što nam je još preostalo.
70 years and
to je otprilike.
I'm so bad in calculating. How many? 73.
Dakle, to je 72 godine i 3 mjeseca.
You have 73 years and 3 months.
Imate 72 godine i 3 mjeseca.
If you are getting 100 years old,
ako ćete doživjeti
right in the beginning,
međutim odmah
very
na početku,
disappoint you.
Moram vas uvijek razočarati. Normalna osoba
is only becoming 80 years old.
Doživi
that's
možda
the average now.
So we have to cut. To je sadašnji prosjek.
I'm very sorry.
Vrlo mi žao.
From the remaining life of your life.
Moram prerezati još jedan dio vašeg života.
We have to cut this.
Sve ovo
already
moramo
gone.
Odrezati.
We made a miscalculation right in the beginning. We thought we would get 100 years old.
Mislili smo da ćete doživjeti 100 godina, međutim nije upalilo.
Let us now look at the remaining part.
Pogledati.
Which brings us to Pata, who represents our death in this experiment this morning.
Predstavlja našu smrt.
A lot of the time,
veliki dio vremena,
of these, how many years?
We need
a calculator. You seem to be good in your method. 52 years and 3 months.
Znači, 52 godine i 3 mjeseca još leži pred nama.
Half of the time,
otprilike polovicu tog vremena
we will spend in
provešćemo
sleeping,
u spavanju,
eating,
jedenju,
going to the WC,
odlasku na toalet.
Yes.
I tako je.
This is all what we still have. How much is it?
Sve što nam je preostalo. A koliko je to?
26 years and 3 months. Oh, 1.5 months.
I 1.5 mjesec.
Now of this time,
tijekom ovog
vremena, you will be very much surprised to hear,
iznenadit će vas ovo čuti,
much of the time is wasted.
Puno ovog vremena je potraćeno. Naprimjer,
you are in the car and you are in a shower.
Ili ste pod tušem.
What is a štuše?
Shower. Aha, ili u zastoju ste.
Yes, the cars don't go. Or
automobili se ne kreću.
You are on the telephone.
Ili telefonirate.
Or some of us are dedicated to computer email. You're on the email and here are things which are absolutely not relevant for your life.
You
will be interested to hear most of the people waste important sections of their lives by unnecessary talks with people they don't like, telephone calls, reading the newspaper, and so on and so forth. It's gone. How much we have left? 13 years and 3 weeks. This is the time which we have for spiritual life. Or
to je vrijeme koje imamo za duhovni život, ili
the information is again very startling.
Podaci su ponovo zapanjujući. Što se tiče ovog vremena kojeg mislimo da imamo, većinu ćemo provesti.
Much of the time we are bored.
Tako što se dosađujemo.
That is, we don't use our time properly.
Odnosno, ne koristimo svoje vrijeme na pravilan način.
Or we are desperate.
Ili smo očajni,
unhappy,
nesretni,
not productive,
nismo produktivni,
not doing what we really
ne radimo
need to do.
Ono što doista želimo raditi. To je još pola.
Seven years?
Znači ostanem 7 godina. Nemojte spuštati, nemojte spuštati. Pa nam je potrebno.
But let us make it as long as possible.
Neka bude što duže.
But no, you are wasting so much time here. You have to
gubiš toliko vremena.
No, please. Yes, we need to now use everything what we have left.
Potrebno svaka sekunda koja nam je preostala.
Please be exact.
Molim vas, budite točni.
How much do you think we can use of this time for spiritual life?
Koliko vremena možemo iskoristiti za duhovni život?
Most of the people have to go to work.
Većina ljudi mora ići na posao.
It goes away.
Tako to prođe.
And we have to go between our places, travel.
Zatim moramo putovati od jednog mjesta do drugog.
And so many other things which I don't really remember now.
I također toliko puno stvari koje se trenutno ne mogu sjetiti.
Pater, thank you very much.
Pater,
you were
hvala.
Brilliant as there.
Bio si izuzetan.
But I want to make the point,
međutim,
the startling point.
Dati ovu
my
pointu,
dear devotees,
dragi moji bakte,
what you actually have,
ono što zapravo
to
imate,
engage in spiritual life, is very little amount of time.
Kratak vremenski
if
period,
you do not use it properly,
ga ne iskoristite na pravi
then your
način,
journey to the spiritual world will never be successful.
Nikad neće biti uspješno.
You have to learn.
Morate naučiti.
To not waste your time,
da ne tratite svoje vrijeme
with material diversions,
na materijalno zastranjivanje,
with mental diversions,
ili na mentalno zastranjivanje,
frustrated and not in very good consciousness.
Frustrirani ili ne nalazite
the seminar which we will have now,
seminar koji ćemo
is about
dati,
using this
govori o tome
part of the life,
kako iskoristiti
the life
ovaj
where we don't
dio
have
života,
to sleep,
ovaj
where we don't have to eat, where we don't have to work, where we don't have to be frustrated and not in good consciousness. It's the time which we can use for our spiritual journey. And I want to impress on you with this little example that this time is not so much. Unfortunately, it is a small time.
Nažalost,
if you don't
vrijeme,
use it now,
ukoliko ga ne iskoristite
if
sada,
you don't start now,
ne počnete ovog trenutka,
then more and more time will go from this little
sve više i više vremena nestajati sa ove male plastične trake koja predstavlja vašu nit života. Vrlo sam žao, vrlo mi žao ako sam vas šokirao odmah na početku seminara. Ovo je jedina stvar u kojoj ću vas malo šokirati, inače će biti samo kata, bit će sve vrlo lijepo, filozofija će biti lijepa. Međutim, osjećam da na početku ovog seminara moramo biti svjesni da nemamo puno vremena.
Material energy just takes so much of our time away from us.
Toliko vremena.
So I hope by showing this so graphically
I nadam se da that you will keep it in your mind and remember to, da that ćete one to držati u svom
August morning
i da ćete se sjećati kako jedno ekološko jutro na Jadranskoj obali da ste bili prodrmani grubo u stvarnost. Kako više niko nemamo jako puno vremena
da
se bavimo ovom stazom svjesnosti Krišne.
So you can sit down. Thank you.
Možete sjesti, ponovno hvala. Bili ste izvrsni.
Your past life is where Shishtikata is. We let it hang there, so you can look at it if you want.
Vaš prošli život ostali smo kod Shishtikarte, brbo da tu visi, tako da kasnije možete
pogledati kako stoja. So we will start our auspicious seminar now.
To da ćemo
početi svojim povoljnim dijelom seminara.
Ovo smo morali činiti prije svega, a sad ćemo krenuti na seminar. Pjevat ćemo Rada Madavu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, we hear a very nice description about
vrlo lijepi
the
opis
need to return to the spiritual world. From the higher planets in the material world,
od viših planeta u planetarnom sustavu,
the highest planet in the material world,
najviše planeta u planetarnom sustavu, sve do najniže.
All our places of misery,
na svim mjestima vlada bijeda.
Wherein repeated birth and death takes place.
Jer tamo je prisutno ponavljanje rođenja i smrti.
But one who attains to
kada
my
osoba
abode,
koja dostigne moje prebivalište, Kuntini sine, nikad se ponovo ne rađa.
The modern man would feel very discouraged if he hears Krishna's analysis about the material world.
He would say,
yes, but Krishna, what is about a nice life in this world
with
kind people,
sa ljubaznim ljudima,
good esoteric literature,
lijepom ezoteričnom književnošću,
good classical music,
ugodnom klasičnom glazbom.
You've said everything in this world is misery.
Rekao si da je sve na ovom svijetu bijeda,
repeat themselves,
gdje se neprekidno ponavljaju rođenje i smrt. Međutim,
the preparation of strawberries and schlagom,
preparacijom,
that's certainly not misery,
sa preparacijom jagoda i šlaga,
or lasagna,
napili kao što su pice i lasagna,
not too much that we get a stomach ache,
i to ne toliko da dobijemo želučane poteškoće. Zašto takav
description of the
negativan opis materijalnog svijeta?
You,
ne slažem se, Krišna, s tobom.
Many people in this world would argue like
mnogi
this,
ljudi na ovom svijetu dali bi slične argumente.
35% of the membership of ISKCON,
35%
članstva ISKCON-a
također bi imale slične argumente u ovo doba.
Logic.
Međutim, saslušajte kakva je Krišnina logika.
Yes, these things are certainly
da, ove stvari
better than just
sigurno su bolje
suffering
od samog ispaštanja u Vijetnamskom ratu ili od mučenja na Kosovu.
It is relatively true that there are material pleasures in this world, but these are relative pleasures. If you look at them from the absolute or spiritual level, they are not very relevant.
Oni nisu naročito bitni.
Let us not forget we are children of immortality.
Da smo svi djeca besmrtnosti.
We are eternally free, full of bliss and
vječno
knowledge.
Smo slobodni, ispunjeni znanjem i blaženstvom,
te
uživamo u oceanima rasa, duhovnim ukusa sa Svevišnjim Gospodinom.
Whatever we find in this material
world,
in the spiritual world, there is the original.
Postoji original u duhovnom svijetu.
Whatever we find here in the material world as pleasures,
materijalnom svijetu, is always uvijek je
made important by the miseries which come along with it.
Zbog
and if the only misery is that it stops,
that's already enough
to make it a relative truth.
Krishna
encourages the conditioned souls who are so attached to this material world to go back to his transcendental abode. He describes to us that the pleasures in this world, although they may seem much, much better than the great miseries which we can have, are nothing in comparison to what we can obtain in the spiritual world. Unmanifest nature, which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme.
Ona je vrhovna.
And it is never annihilated.
I nikad nije nikad.
When all in this world is annihilated,
kada sve u
that part
bude uništeno, taj će dio ostati nakav kakav jeste.
And Krishna strongly encourages
Krishna
us
nas snažno ohrabruje
to go there.
Da pođemo na to mjesto.
He says he is waiting for us
on
in this eternal abode of transcendental happiness. He wants
sreće.
That we come there.
On želi da mi dođemo na to mjesto.
Now, in all civilizations,
u svakoj civilizaciji,
this knowledge that there is
ovo znanje
something beyond the shadow world,
postojanju nečega
is very
iznad
much relevant.
Zemlje sjena, dosta
devotees in Krishna consciousness
ne samo
bhakti
svjesnosti Krishna, ne kažu samo
only a reflection world.
Da je ovaj svijet,
I want to go a little bit with you in the Greek tradition.
Želio bih zaći s vama u grčku tradiciju
and explain as analogy
te objasniti analogiju
has given
koju nam je dao
the material world.
I feel this
will sharpen your philosophical brains
a little bit
and give a nice starting point for our seminar. Platon described that this world which we are now experiencing is the world of images. But there is another world, the real world, the world of ideas, as he described it.
On je taj
he didn't say Vaikuntha or the spiritual world, he said the world of ideas.
Let me
explain to you
ideja.
What he meant with this.
Što
he said, it
on je rekao,
is conceivable
on
that one day there will be no cows any longer.
Dana više neće
they will
krava.
All be dead.
Sve će biti mrtve.
But the idea
međutim, ideja
of cow
ideja krave
will continue to exist.
Nastavit će sa svojim postojanjem.
Or it is conceivable,
ili se
we could
može
say here,
ovdje,
that Sundarananda will break one day.
Sundarananda će jednog dana
we give him all the strengths.
Blupnuti.
Blupati, yes.
Znači,
but the idea of Sundarananda, an enthusiastic devotee dancing in the kirtan, will always remain with us forever.
Kirtanu,
because we love Sundarananda.
Uvijek
like
će ostati s nama zato što ga
I
jako volimo.
You were getting tired and I wanted
vidim
to invite you back
umoran,
into the seminar.
But that's why
I gave you. I could have used every name.
Dao tvoj primjer, iako sam mogu reći bilo čije ime.
Ideas continue.
Ideje se nastavljaju.
The music of Brahms and Bach are
glazba
still going
Brahmsa
on.
I Bacha I dalje traje.
Brahms and Bach have long died.
Iako su Brahms I Bach odavno
mrtvi. This is how Platon described the
Znate
spiritual
način,
world.
Platon opisao duhovni svijet.
He said it's the eternal
on
world, which has never
svijet,
changed.
Koji se nikad ne mijenja.
Just like an idea remains. Although
ideja
those
koja ostaje,
who represent the idea, cows,
koji tu ideju predstavljaju,
persons, musicians,
kao što su krave, ptice,
may go.
Glazbenici, nestaju.
To illustrate his
pobliže objasnio
philosophy
svoju filozofiju
eternal world which is untouched.
Svijeta koji je
he
nedodirljiv.
Used the cave example.
Dao je primjer pećine.
Pećinik. Pećinik. And to make it a little bit more understandable,
da bih,
our young talent,
kako bih,
a young talent in painting has put this on.
Naša mlada talentirana Martina je ovo nacrtala. On je rekao sljedeće.
There is a cave.
Postoji pećina.
This is the material world.
I to je materijalni svijet.
In this cave.
U ovoj pećini.
Are prisoners.
Postoje zatvorenici.
That are the people in this world.
To su ljudi u ovom svijetu.
And these prisoners.
I ti zatvorenici.
Have been conditioned.
Su uvjetovani
to only see shadow images,
da vide samo odraze sjenke likova
on the cave wall,
koji se odražavaju na zidu pećine
by this device.
Pomoću ove sprave.
There's a fire,
ovdje gori jedna vatra,
and before the fire,
a ispred vatre
people come with objects,
ljudi hodaju sa predmetima,
and the shadow of the objects,
sjenka tih predmeta,
and then is then reflected on the cave wall.
Odražava se na zidu pećine.
Do you follow his example?
Možete li shvatiti njegov primjer?
There's a real world with real
postoji
objects.
Pravi svijet sa pravim predmetima. I to je duhovni svijet.
But we here in the material
međutim,
world see only the relative reflections of it.
Vidimo samo njegove relativne odraze.
That is our reality.
I oni čine
now
našu
imagine
stvarnost.
These prisoners.
Zamislite samo te zatvorenike. Sve što oni poznaju su sjenke.
They will maybe say this is
on
not a vaza.
Reći, ovo nije vaza.
They will say this is.
Oni će možda reći.
Something for gymnastics.
To je nešto za gimnastiku.
They will have an idea.
Imat će svoju određenu zamisao ili ideju.
Very relative
koja
perspective.
Je stvorena sa vrlo, vrlo relativne perspektive stvarnosti.
When maybe another person comes here.
Može će jedna druga osoba doći ovamo.
Hope I do not destroy this original painting too much.
Nas neću previše uništiti ovaj izvorni crtež.
And he carries.
I ta osoba.
Let me say.
Nosi na primjer.
A sword.
Mač.
Wants to attack this poor lady.
I želi napasti ovu jednu damu.
Then there would be a long shadow here.
Ovdje bi bila jedna izdužena sjenka.
Very, very bad, please.
Ovo
and
bi
I'm painting
vrlo
with the left
loše.
Hand.
Ostako slikam sa svojom lijevom rukom.
And people would draw their conclusions.
I ljudi bi iz toga izvlačili zaključke.
Oh, something comes flying there.
Aha, ovdje nešto leti.
Very interesting.
Vrlo zanimljivo.
And they would make their stories.
I onda bi izmišljali priče.
About it, which would
tome
all be false.
I sve one bile bi pogrešne.
In the same way Platon argued,
znači,
whatever we
Platon
understand
govorio,
in this world to be true, is actually
stvarno
because
svijetu,
it is a reflection of reality.
To je zbog toga što je to samo odraz stvarnosti.
But because we are prisoners,
međutim, budući smo mi
zatvorenici, in our own little world of perception,
u našem vlastitom svijetu, naše percepcije,
now Platon said,
tu neistinu kao istinu.
Imagine the Platon following scenario.
Zatim kaže, zamislite sljedeći scenarij.
One of the prisoners,
jedan od zatvorenika,
would manage to cut his chain,
uspije presjeći svoj lanac,
and he would hop out,
iskočio bi van,
and he would see the reality,
i vidio bi stvarnost.
He would understand, oh, I was an illusion for so long.
Toliko sam dugo vremena bio u iluziji.
And he would go back and tell his friends.
Potom bi se vratio i rekao svojim prijateljima.
We made a terrible mistake.
Počinili smo
užasnu grešku.
Živjeli smo u svijetu.
Terrible mistake.
Počinili smo.
We lived in a world of illusion.
Živjeli smo u svijetu iluzije.
What, asked Platon, would the people say?
Što je Platon rekao da bi ljudi rekli na to?
You are crazy.
Ti si lud,
mali lud.
Ti si malo lud.
You don't know what you are talking about.
Nemaš pojma o čemu pričaš.
This is what the self-realized philosopher has to encounter.
To samo spoznati filozof mora se mora susresti.
When the self-realized philosopher comes into this world, says
Platon,
people will not agree to what he will tell them because they are in illusion about reality. Many times we are like these people who are put into chains. We do not like to hear how we are in Maya.
O tome da smo u Maji.
And when someone tells
kada
very enthusiastically, wake up, probudi se, move on,
pokreni se,
become a happy,
postani
nice devotee,
sretan i fin bhakta,
we ask ourselves the question,
postavljamo sebi pitanje,
really?
Stvarno?
Will this work?
Hoće li to upaliti?
I was enthusiastic once before.
Nekad sam bio entuzijastičan.
Now the modern times have got me.
Sad su me moderna vremena zgrabila.
To come out of this half-dead state,
izašli iz ovog polumrtvog stanja,
where we are not vibrant with Krishna consciousness,
u kojemu nas ne držimo
se Krishna, where we stand like Dako, unconcentrated, never with our mind, where we are.
Krugove kao Darko.
Sorry, Darko. We are friends. I can use you as an example, I think. Where we do not want to come to programs.
Kada ne želimo dolaziti na programe.
Where we do not read Prabhupada's
kad
books.
Ne čitamo Prabhupada
this
knjige.
Half-dead life
takav
must stop. Takav polnotav
život mora prestati.
And I feel a very good way that
I
this stops is if we
da je vrlo dobar način da ga zaustavimo.
The story of Gop Kumar.
Ova priča o Gop Kumaru.
A person
osobi
who took his chains off,
koja je skinula lance,
who escaped the cave of,
koja je pobjegla iz pećine materijalnog svijeta,
and who really made it,
i koja je doista uspjela u tome.
He really came to the ocean.
On je doista došao do oceana blaženstva, do pune svjesnosti Krišne.
Prabhupada, he says in the Bhagavad Gita,
Prabhupada u Bhagavad Gita
kaže, this role model, this example of someone
ovaj
going back home, back to God,
osobe koja se vraća kući
natrag Bogu, is very important.
Vrlo, vrlo bitna.
One should desire and hanker after that supreme kingdom.
Osoba treba željeti i težiti ka tom vrhovnom carstvu, jer kad osoba dostigne to carstvo,
not return to this
više
material
se ne vraća
world.
Ovaj materijalni svijet.
And Prabhupada says very
Prabhupada rekao,
lovingly to us,
sa puno ljubavi,
one should be captivated by this information.
Osobu treba zarobiti ova informacija, treba to čara na njome.
Prabhupada is like the one who comes into our cave-like life.
Poput osobe koja dolazi u naš pećinoliki život
to transfer himself to that eternal world.
Tako bi se osoba trebala željeti prebaciti u taj duhovni svijet
from this false
i spasiti se od ove lažne refleksije stvarnosti.
All the saints and sadhus,
svi sveci i
will encourage us,
će nas potaknuti
lovingly,
sa puno ljubavi.
What are you doing here?
Što radiš ovdje u ovom zatvoru?
Please wake
up. Molim
te,
probudi se.
Go back home to the world of eternal pleasure.
U svijet vječnog užitka.
One such person
jedna takva
who was
osoba
met by a great soul
koji je srela druga velika
osoba,
jedna velika osoba, bio je Brahmana
lived in some parts of India.
Koji je živio na jednom dijelu Indije.
This Brahmana,
taj Brahmana,
oops, I'm starting already the story. I can't wait.
Počinje sa pričom, ne mogu se suzdržati.
I will have to start again.
Morat ću početi s početka.
I first want to make an experiment with you.
Prvo ću se napraviti jedan eksperiment s vama.
You hear now Stavavali
sada čujete Stavavali
translating into
kako prevodi
the loudspeaker
na onom zvučniku.
For the first part of our story, that's about for 15 more minutes,
još 15
this will continue.
Dok traje naša priča, ovo će dalje trajati.
Then I want to do another kind of translation.
Tada želim imati jednu drugu vrstu prijevoda.
I want to do go bits by bits.
Želim prevoditi rečenicu po rečenicu.
That is, Stavavali will also be on the main speaker. And then at the end of the seminar we should decide
seminara,
what we would
odlučiti
prefer.
Što nam se više sviđa.
Do we want to prefer that I continue just that there's a simultaneous translation?
Nastaviti sa simultanim
prijevodom? Or is, do we want to go bits by bits?
Ili želite prevođenicu po rečenicu?
Because the story is so nice.
Jer je ova priča tako lijepa.
It is so heart moving.
I tako je dirljiva za srce.
That you need to really understand it.
Da je potrebno kako je da doista
shvatite. And I do not know if my English translation will reach all of your hearts. So we will make that experiment and then we decide. Of course we wouldn't be able to go so fast if we go.
Pa ćemo vidjeti da kako nećemo moći tako brzo ići ako prevod bude rečenica po rečenicu.
Once there was a Brahmana.
Bio je jednom jedan Brahmana.
This Brahmana.
Ovaj Brahmana.
Lived in some part of India.
Živio je u nekom dijelu Indije.
No, you have not understood. First we do and after the pause. He was by the grace of one goddess
zahvaljujući milosti
jedne
božice
one particular mantra
izgovaraju određenu mantru,
the Gopal Gayatri.
To je bila Gopal Gayatri mantra.
He was chanting it every day.
On je svakog dana izgovarao.
And as a result
i kao rezultat toga
he lost his attachments,
izgubio je svoje vezanosti za materijalni svijet.
This happens when you chant
ovo se dogodi
properly.
Kada pravilno pjevate, vaš ukus za Krišnu raste,
and the taste for Maya,
a ukus za Maju
for the reflection,
ili za odraz
will go.
Sve više nestaje.
One thing will grow,
jedna stvar
another thing will slowly
porastu,
go.
A druga stvar će polako nestati.
Sometimes the Brahmana felt very happy in his heart.
Se ponekad osjećao vrlo sretan.
He was so thankful.
Bio vrlo zahvalan.
That he had gotten this mantra.
Što dobio ovu mantru.
And sometimes the goddess appeared to him.
Bi mu se božica pojavljivala.
And said to him, my dear Brahmana,
dragi moj Brahmana,
go.
Nastavi.
Find out
otkri
the supreme personality of Godhead
osobu,
who is represented in this mantra.
Je predstavljen ovom mantrom.
So the Brahmana said goodbye.
Brahmana rekao s Bogom
previous life.
Svom prošlom životu.
And he began a long journey.
Te je započeo dugačak
he met
dugačko
many
putovanje.
Sadhus,
susreo se sa brojnim saduima
who were worshipping Krishna in their own
obožavali
particular
Krishnu na svoj način.
But one evening,
međutim jedno večer,
it was in Varanasi,
to se dogodilo u Varanasiju,
when he fell asleep,
kad je zaspao,
he saw Mahadev,
vidio Mahadeva,
Lord Shiva,
gospodina Shivu,
appearing to him as a spurti.
Mu se pojavio u obliku spurtija.
The Sanskrit word spurti is very interesting.
Ova riječ spurti je vrlo zanimljiva.
It is sometimes translated as
kad se prevodi
in a dream.
Na sljedeći način, kao da se dogodilo
u snu,
ili
of a dream.
Pod velom
sna. But it is not a dream.
Međutim, to nije san.
It is a divine appearance.
To je božanska pojava.
So the Brahmana saw Mahadev.
Brahmana vidio Mahadeva.
And Mahadev said, my dear Brahmana, I'm so happy that you chanted this
Gopal Gayatri mantra.
But you are a little ignorant.
Međutim, nalaziš se ponešto u neznanju.
There is an arrangement for you.
I postoji aranžman za tebe.
How you can come to understand the real meaning of this
pravi smisao ove Gopal Gayatri.
I will tell you this Gopal Gayatri mantra one time
Gayatri
during the seminar.
Jednom tijekom ovog seminara.
But I will do it unannounced.
Međutim, reći ću to nenajavljeno.
Only those who are very attentive will be able to hear it because it comes in a very hidden way how I will bring it because it's not really
vrlo skriven način.
One shouldn't speak it out loud.
Jer osoba je ne bi trebala izgovoriti na glas.
So I will just do it just very hidden and only those who want to know the mantra will find it and grab it.
Žele saznati tu mantru moći će otkriti i zgrabiti.
I can't tell it to you in this situation where everyone is alert.
U kojoj su svi na oprezu.
So I'm very happy, said Mahadev, that you chant this mantra.
Rekao je Mahadev, što izgovaraš ovu mantru.
However, you are a little bit ignorant about it.
Nemaš potpuno znanja o njoj.
And therefore you cannot gain the whole the real understanding of it.
Pravo razumijevanje
o
njoj.
There's an arrangement for you.
Postoji aranžman za tebe.
Arrangement of Krishna.
Krishna aranžman. Pođi.
Do not waste any more time.
Ne trati više vrijeme.
Go to Mathura.
Pođi u Mathuru.
The land of Krishna.
U Krishninu zemlju.
The Brahmana went. Oh, I'm going to get the explanation of my mantra.
Brahman misli, sad ću dobiti objašnjenje svoje mantre.
To the holy place called
svetog mjesta.
Keshigat.
Po imenu Keshigat.
It's a beautiful place now.
To je sada prekrasno mjesto.
Wonderful temples which are building, so to say, the skyline of Vrindavan.
Koji obrubljuju obzor Vrindavana.
Yes. Previously there were forests.
Ranije tamo su se nalazile šume.
Some of the forests were arranged
šuma bile su
by Vrinda Devi
namještene
in such a way
po,
that they would be almost like little tree houses.
Da bi bile upravo poput malih kućica od drveća.
You know, the trees formed a natural shelter.
Tako bi drveće tvorilo prirodno skloništa.
So
prirodno skloništa
u kojima bi bakte mogli
boraviti. Takve se skloništa nazivaju kunđe.
The Brahmana came to Vrindavan.
Došao Vrindavan.
He heard all of a sudden
odjednom je čuo
uncontrolled sobbing.
Nekontrolirano plakanje, jecanje.
Oh, and there was crying and he went to the sound of this crying.
Tako je pošao u smjeru od kojeg je ono dopiralo.
And as he entered one of the kunj,
i dok je ulazio u jedan od kunjeva,
he saw a personality,
ugleda jednu osobu,
which is very difficult to describe.
Koju je vrlo teško opisati.
From the personality light was coming.
Iz te osobe zračilo svjetlo.
And he had an atmosphere around him.
I oko sebe imao je
everyone who entered that atmosphere was feeling extremely blissful and happy.
Osjetio bi se vrlo blažen i sretan.
And as the Brahmana,
i kad je Brahmana
came and saw this personality sitting there,
kako je tamo sjedila,
he understood.
Shvatio je.
This is someone.
Ova osoba
from another world.
Ko dolazi iz drugog svijeta.
And he threw himself down on the floor and he said, please give me instructions which are for my benefit.
Koje su za moju dobrobit.
At this moment,
u tom trenutku,
the divine personality composed himself.
Božanska osoba,
he looked at the Brahmana and he said, hey Mathura Brahmana.
I on je rekao, ej, Mathura Brahmana.
I know that you chant the Gopal mantra.
Ti izgovaraš Gopal mantru.
I was also chanting this.
Ja sam je također izgovarao.
And by telling the Brahmana like this,
i kada je to rekao Brahmani,
the faith,
Shraddha, vjera,
was born.
Se rodilo.
You must know one thing about this personality who sat in the conch.
Ovoj osobi koja je sjedila u kunđu.
The main character of our story.
To je zapravo glavni lik naše priče.
He is Gopkumar.
To je osobno Gopkumar.
Gop Kumar had gone.
Gop Kumar je otišao.
Had been in this. No, that one morning, Gop Kumar wanted
jutra,
to go with Krishna.
Gop Kumar je poželio otići sa Krishnom.
In the forests of Vrindavan.
U šume Vrindavane.
Cows.
Kako bi čuvao krave.
But on the way he met Srimati Radharani who said, stop Gop Kumar.
Na putu je susreo Srimati Radharani koja ga je zaustavila, rekla mu je, stani Gop Kumar.
I have a very specific mission for you.
Imam za tebe vrlo određenu misiju.
Down on the earth.
Dole na zemlji.
Is a poor brahmana.
Postavljen jadni brahmana.
Who chants his Gopal mantra.
Koji izgovara svoju Gopal mantru.
But without knowledge.
Međutim nema znanja o njoj.
I want you.
Želim.
To go to him.
Da pođeš do njega.
And give him all the knowledge he needs to go back home, back to Godhead.
Svo znanje kome potrebno za povratak kući natrag Bogu.
Gop Kumar wanted to.
Gop Kumar.
He said, but Radha.
Je rekao, ali Radha.
Krishna is going out.
Krishna odlazi.
But he did not say it.
Međutim,
nije to rekao. In his heart he felt, if I do what Radha Rani
koliko napravim ono zašto me Radharani osobno zamolila, to će biti još veće blaženstvo nego da ostanem s Krishnom osobom. Tako se spustio na Vrindavan ove zemlje, sjeo je u kunđ
i overwhelmed by feelings of love of Godhead.
Prepavile su ga osjećaj ljubavi prema Bogu.
At this moment,
u tom trenutku,
the Brahmana had come.
Brahmana je došao.
And he immediately knew.
Jedva
this is
znao.
The Brahmana which
Brahmana
Radharani had spoken about.
O kojem je govorila Radharani.
And he needed to build the faith in this Brahmana.
Trebao je izgraditi vjeru u tom Brahmani.
And therefore he needed to tell him something.
A mu je zbog toga nešto
hey, Brahmana.
Reći. Tako rekao.
You are chanting the Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Ti izgovaraš Gopal Gayatri mantru.
Brahmana thought.
Brahmana
yes,
rekao,
how
da.
Did you know?
Kako si znao?
And then Gop Kumar told him
Gop
a few things about himself.
Tada rekao,
and he said,
sebi.
My dear
rekao
Brahmana,
dragi moj Brahmana,
I am very happy
jako sam sretan,
to be here on the,
što mogu biti ovdje,
under the order of a divine arrangement.
Prema nekom božanskom aranžmanu.
I will tell you my own life story.
Svoju vlastitu životnu priču.
I will tell you how I
ispričat ću ti.
Who chanted also the Gopal Gayatri
ja,
mantra?
Koji sam također mantra Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Became inspired in Krishna consciousness. By the mercy of my spiritual master.
Svog duhovnog učitelja.
I will describe you.
Opisat ću ti.
How I went back home, back
kako
to Godhead.
Kako sam se vratio natrag kući Bogu.
So at this moment the Brahmana understood.
U tom trenutku Brahmana je shvatio.
The person he
da je osoba koju je vidio.
Was a liberated soul.
Oslobođena duša.
Who had gone out of the cave of material
existence.
And who had gone back home, back to
Godhead.
And he was sent to him to bring him also back to
Krishna.
This is where we will stop now. Request you to make a we will make a little pause of 15 minutes
da,
where you can.
Da nakon kratke pauze od 15 minuta.
Please spend the time nicely.
Provedite ovo vrijeme lijepo.
Maybe some of you are a little tired.
Možda
I can see you are
umorni,
digesting
mogu,
the
već, mogu to vidjeti,
breakfast.
Probavljati se.
You might like to
doručak,
walk up and down.
Možda biste željeli malo prošetati uz obalu.
Like to think.
Možda biste željeli
a very
promisliti.
Good time to spend the,
ovo je također jako fino vrijeme.
That you chant your japa which you have most properly some rounds
da,
left.
Izmantrate koji krug koji vam je sigurno još ostao.
I want to request you to be
želim
all here
zamoliti da se ponovo ovdje vratite.
This is what is it? 20
11 and 7 minutes.
We will have 15 minutes. 11:26. You will hear one devotee.
No, not 26.
22. 2 minutes before, 30. Or 3 minutes before we start, you going like this.
Znači, 2 ili 3 minute prije
but
nego što ćemo početi, ovaj zvuk,
please, because we will start
vrijeme,
very punctual.
Jer
there is a certain
vrlo,
pleasure in starting punctual, and we will hope to experience it together.
I to je jedan veliki užitak za koji
so
se ćemo ga zajedno iskusiti.
15 minutes. Hare Krishna.
Vratite se za 15 minuta u 11:22.
Gop Kumar ki jai. Brihat Bhagavatamrita ki jai. Sanatan Goswami ki jai. Go Premanand.
Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Znači, do sada smo slušali tome kako je Shrimati Radharani poslala Gop Kumara da dođe u kontakt sa ovim Brahmanom iz Mathure.
Gop Kumar had actually gone back home, back to Godhead, and he was coming again to now bring the Brahmana by his instructions also back home, back to Godhead.
Gop Kumar je već otišao kući natrag Bogu, međutim sada se je ponovo vratio na zemlju kako bi njegove upute dovele i ovog Brahmanu kući natrag Bogu.
The Brahmana saw this is a self-realized soul.
Brahman je shvatio, ovo je samo spoznata duša.
And he asked, please show me the goal and how I can reach it.
I zamolio ga je, molim te, pokaži mi cilj i način na kojega mogu dostići.
Gop Kumar said, it's very easy in this age to attain the supreme personality of Godhead.
Gop Kumar je rekao, u ovom dobu vrlo je jednostavno dostići svevišnju božansku osobu.
What you need to do is chant his holy names.
Ono što je potrebno jest da pjevaš njegova sveta imena.
Do nam sankirtan.
Vrši nama sankirtanu.
Because you can get everything just by chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Jer samo pjevanjem svetih imena sve možeš dostići.
When he said this, the Brahmana looked at him with great eyes, not knowing if he should believe or not believe.
Kad je to rekao, Brahmana ga je pogledao širom rastvorenih očiju. Nije mogao, nije znao, treba li mu vjerovati ili ne.
How do you feel when I tell you, you can, or when, when Prabhupada tells us, we can go back, home back to Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna and be happy.
Kako se vi osjećate kad ste čuli da je Prabhupada rekao da se samo time što pjevate Hare Krishna i što ste sretni, možete vratiti kući natrag Bogu?
Some of you might say, really? This is all?
Neki od vas bi mogli reći, doista, to je sve.
So Gop Kumar felt that the Brahmana did not have full faith.
Gop Kumar je osjetio da Brahmana nije imao potpunu vjeru.
And he said, my dear Brahmana.
I rekao mu, dragi moj Brahmano.
To illustrate and show you that what I'm telling you is the truth, I will tell you the story of my life.
Kako bih ti pokazao i dokazao da je ono što sam rekao istina, pripovjedat ću ti priču svog života.
Listen very carefully.
Pažljivo slušajte.
Now before we enter the story of Gop Kumar's life, I want to do with you a little Harinam Sankirtan by chanting this, these different names of Lord Krishna with you.
Prije nego što počnemo priču o Gop Kumaru, želio bih s vama ispjevati ovu Harinam Sankirtanu, pjevati gospodinova različita imena.
Also some of the devotees are still not here and they are coming.
Osim toga neki bhakta još nisu stigli.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little fired up. It is because of the story.
Žao mi, već sam se pomalo zapalio, te se zbog ove priče.
Listen now, said Gop Kumar, about my story.
Poslušaj sada, rekao je Gop Kumar, moju priču.
By the mercy of the Lord, I was born near the Govardhan hill as a cowherd boy who was herding the cows on the meadows of Braj.
Zahvaljujući gospodinovoj milosti, rođen sam kao dječak pastir podnožju brda Govardhane. Tamo sam na pašnjacima Vrađe čuvao svoje stada.
Very often we children saw a saint who was overwhelmed with the signs of prema bhakti. Tears were in his eyes as he chanted the holy name of the Lord.
Vrlo često mi bi dječaci viđali jednu svetu osobu koja je uvijek bila preplavljena simptomima prema bhakti dok je pjevao gospodinovo sveto ime, u očima su mu drhtale suze.
One day this old saint saw me and he said, my dear boy, take your bath in the Yamuna, you will get your initiation today.
Jednog dana ova mi je sveta osoba rekla, dječače, pođi se okupati u Yamunu, danas ćeš primiti inicijaciju.
And because I had faith in him, I followed his order and sat before him as he spoke the sacred mantra into my ear.
I budući sam imao vjeru njega, činio sam kako mi je rekao, te sam sjedio pred njim dok mi je izgovarao u uho ovu mantru.
Many questions were in my mind. How to chant the mantra? What is the goal of the mantra? And he started to explain them. But then he was overwhelmed with ecstasy, fell in a swoon. And when he woke up, he looked at me and walked away.
U umu su mi se pojavila mnoga pitanja. Kako se izgovara ova mantra? Koji je njezin cilj? Znajući za njih, moj mi je duhovni učitelj počeo odgovarati. Međutim, odjednom ga je preplavio zanos i on je pao nesvijest. Kada se probudio nakon nekog vremena, pogledao me i jednostavno otišao.
I chanted the mantra and soon became fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Počeo sam izgovarati tu mantru i nakon nekog vremena postao sam u potpunosti zaokupljen svjesnošću Krišne.
And I felt attracted and left my home, trying to find the Lord of my life.
Postao sam privučen i otišavši od kuće pokušao sam pronaći gospodina svog života.
One day I saw one brahmana worshipping on the banks of the Yamuna the sacred Shalagram Shila.
Jednog sam dana na obali Jamune vidio nekog brahmanu kako obožava svoju Shalagram Shilu.
Who is this? I asked him.
Tko je ovo? Upitao sam ga.
Oh my boy, said the brahmana, this is Jagat Ishvara, the Lord of the universe.
Tko je ovo? Upitao sam. O dječiće moj, to je Jagat Ishvara, gospodar svemira.
But when after the worship the brahmana put the shila away in his box, I felt very sorry. How can the Lord just be taken out of a box and then be put back in the box? This was not respectful.
Međutim, nakon što završio sa svojim obožavanjem, on je vratio šilu natrag u kutiju. Bio sam jako tužan, mislio sam kako gospodina možeš samo staviti u kutiju i zatim ga ponovo izvaditi van. To uopće ne odaje nikakvo poštovanje prema njemu.
The brahmana saw my sadness and said, I'm very poor. But if you want to see a place where the Lord is worshipped in opulence, then go to Mathura in this one temple where they offer many, many offerings a day.
Vidjevši moju žalost, brahman mi rekao, vrlo sam siromašan, međutim, ukoliko želiš vidjeti gospodina kako ga obožavaju sa puno obilja, trebaš poći u Mathuru u jedan hram.
Gop Kumar then goes on to describe how he went to this temple.
I Gop Kumar je nastavio opisujući kako je pošao u taj hram.
How he was very satisfied.
Kako bio jako zadovoljen.
And he was telling how after the king had died, he became the next king of that kingdom and arranged for opulent worship.
Da je ispričao kako je i sam postao kralj nakon što je prethodni kralj te zemlje umro. Tada je organizirao da se jako sa velikim obiljem obožava gospodin.
One day, however, he saw how in this temple a quarrel between two sadhus broke out about prasadam.
Međutim, jednog dana je vidio kako između dva sadhua izbila svađa oko prasadama.
Was it pure when it was touched by an impure person?
Ostali prasadam čist ako ga dodirne nečista osoba?
The two sadhus quarreled about this question.
Dva su se sadhua prepirala oko tog pitanja.
Gop Kumar felt sorry.
Gop Kumar je osjetio žalost.
How can anyone doubt that the prasadam of the Lord is always pure even if it is touched by a dog?
Kako itko može sumnjati je li gospodinov prasadam čist ili nije, pa čak kako ga dotirne pas.
And he decided to go to Jagannath Puri where it is known that even the prasadam touched by untouchables, as if it is coming from Lord Jagannath, is always taken.
I tako odlučio poći u Jagannath Puri, gdje svi znaju da prasadam gospodina Jagannate, čak i kako dodirnu nedodirljive osobe, dalje se može uzimati.
How happy he was when he saw Lord Jagannath with his big eyes looking at his devotees.
Kako sam bio sretan kad je gledao gospodina Jagannata koji se velikim očima gledao svoje bakte.
One day he saw how a crow died.
Jednog dana vidio je kako je uginula jedna vrana.
But because also the crow was a devotee of Lord Jagannath, it took on its four-armed form and went back to Godhead. He saw that.
Međutim, budući je ta vrana bila gospodinov bakta, kad je umrla poprimila je svoj izvorni četvoruki oblik i otišla nazad kući gospodinu. On je to vidio vlastitim očima.
And he saw how Jagannath Puri is non-different from Vrindavan.
I vidio da se Jagannath Puri ne razlikuje od Vrindavane.
The ocean is the Yamuna.
Ocean je bio Yamuna.
The Nilachala hill is the Govardhan hill.
Brijeg Nilachala zapravo bio brijeg Govardhan.
He was so happy.
Bio je jako sretan.
Now one day it so happened that amongst the crowds of the devotees who were there, he saw his spiritual master standing before Lord Jagannath and praying.
Međutim, jednog dana je u gomili ljudi ugledao svog duhovnog učitelja koji je stajao sklopljenim rukama molići se pred gospodinom Jagannathom.
You must know that the temple of Puri is so big that 10,000 people can fit into the kirtan hall before the deities.
Morate znati da je hram u Jagannath Puri toliko velik da pod kupolom za kirtan staje 10,000 ljudi.
Even now it is a special temple.
Čak i dan danas, to je vrlo poseban hram.
And the prasadam is personally cooked by Lakshmi Devi.
A prasadam kuha osobno Lakshmi Devi.
Yes, you have heard. Even today, the cooks will just bring the cut sabjis into the pots.
Ako, kao što ste mogli čuti, čak će i danas kuhari donijeti nasjeckano povrće do lonca.
And then they will leave the kitchen.
I onda će otići iz kuhinje.
And Lakshmi even today comes personally to in the kitchen and does the spicing and the stirring and all the cooking procedures.
I čak će dan danas Lakshmi doći kako bi napravila sve ostale kuhinske potrepštine, kao na primjer da bi začinila prasadam i tako dalje.
And after some time the cooks come back and everything is ready and then they carry it on the altars.
I nakon nekog vremena kuhari se vrate, vide da je sve pripremljeno i potom to odnesu na altar.
They have to go because they have 54 offerings to the Lord of the Universe.
A day. Dnevno tamo postoje 54 ponude gospodaru svemira, pa tako kuhari moraju izlaziti iz kuhinje 54 puta na dan.
When the king of Puri died, I forgot. So he had seen his spiritual master.
Dakle, tako je on vidio svog duhovnog učitelja.
He was very curious to hear further instructions.
I bio je vrlo ljubopitljiv da sazna kakve su dalje upute.
Like when we meet our spiritual master, we should feel like, oh, what do I have to know to advance? Please tell this to me. The snake of time is biting me.
Kad vidimo vlastitog duhovnog učitelja, uvijek treba misliti što je to, kako to znanje još trebam imati kako bih dalje duhovno napredovao. Molim te, reci mi, jer me neprestano grize zmija vremena.
But when he looked again, his spiritual master was not there.
Međutim, kad je ponovo pogledao, njegov duhovni učitelj više nije bio prisutan.
Oh, Guru Maharaj, where are you? And he went to the ocean and there he found him.
Guru Maharaj, gdje si? Tako je otišao do obale oceana i tamo ga je pronašao.
And Guru Maharaj said, sit.
Guru Maharaj mi rekao, sjedni.
Why have you stopped chanting the mantra regularly?
Zašto si prestao izgovarati mantru?
Oh, I thought I was before Lord Jagannath and everything was so blissful.
Pa rekao je, mislio sam da je sve tako blažno jer se nalazim pred gospodinom Jagannathom.
No, my child, you must chant this mantra very regularly.
Ne, dijete moje, moraš vrlo redovno izgovarati ovu mantru.
Whatever will happen to you on this journey back home, back to Godhead, chant this mantra regularly, it will give you everything.
Bez obzira na to što će ti se dogoditi na ovom tom putu kući nazad Bogu, moraš redovno izgovarati ovu mantru.
And then the spiritual master was again overwhelmed with feeling and just fell down and afterwards went to some other place.
I rekavši to, njegov duhovni učitelj ponovo je pao u zanos i nakon nekog vremena nastavne usta je otišao.
After some time, Gop Kumar heard that the king of Puri had died.
Nakon nekog vremena Gop Kumar je čuo da je kralj Puja umro.
And the ministers were looking for a new king according to the instructions which the old king had given to them.
I ministri su tražili novog kralja prema uputama koje im je stari kralj dao.
So he was the king before he died said, find someone here who has all the signs of the king.
I kralj je rekao, morate pronaći osobu koja posjeduje sve oznake kralja.
Our perfect king is already here.
Naš savršeni kralj već se nalazi ovdje.
Now when he was dead, the ministers were looking and they found, according to the description, the list which they had given, they found that it's this person, this new person, who's in the dress of a cowherd and who came from Braj. He is the next king.
I tražeći prema o tim opisanim simptomima koje su imali na svom popisu, oni su otkrili ta osoba koju tražimo, to je upravo pridošlica u odjeći pastira koji je došao iz Vrađe.
First, Gop Kumar did not want to accept that post.
Gop Kumar isprva nije želio prihvatiti taj položaj.
But then Lord Jagannath told him personally in a dream, you are the king.
Međutim, nakon toga mu je gospodin Jagannath osobno snu rekao, ti si kralj.
Gop Kumar was a very good king.
Gop Kumar je bio jako dobar kralj.
He expanded the Ratha Yatra festival and made it much more opulent.
Proširio je Ratha Yatra festival i učinio ga još puno obilatim.
Soon the offerings were very punctual.
Nakon nekog vremena ponude su bile vrlo točne.
Again he became very ecstatic.
I ponovo je pao u zanos.
And he forgot to chant his mantra regularly.
I zaboravio je redovno izgovarati svoju mantru.
One day again he saw his guru.
Zatim je jednog dana ponovo vidio svog gurua.
Oh my dear child, have I not told you, whatever happens, you must continue to chant this mantra.
Drago moje dijete, pa nisam li ti rekao, što god da se dogodi, moraš nastaviti izgovarati ovu mantru.
The Lord is personally there in the form of the mantra.
Gospodin je tu, osobno prisutan u obliku te mantre.
Never ignore him.
Nikad ga nemoj zanemariti.
He will give you everything.
On će ti sve pružiti.
Then the guru disappeared.
Tada je guru nestao.
Now Gop Kumar was a fine king, but after some time he felt a little stress.
Gop Kumar je bio vrlo dobar kralj, međutim nakon određena vremena počeo osjećati stres.
Anyone who has been a temple president or a temple commander knows that to manage is not easy. Imagine you are a king.
Svatko ko je neko vrijeme bio predsjednik ili komandir u hramu, zna kako nije nimalo ovako rukovoditi.
Lord Jagannath saw his unhappiness.
Gospodin Jagannath je vidio njegovu tugu.
In a dream told him to go to Mathura.
I u snu mu je rekao da pođe u Mathuru.
There Gop Kumar felt very happy. He wandered around in the areas of Braj.
Tamo je Gop Kumar bio vrlo sretan i tumarao je predjelima Vrađe.
Oh, he saw Govardhan and the Yamuna.
Vidio Govardhan i Yamunu.
And the dust of Vrindavan seemed to speak to him.
A prašina o Vrindavanu na oko mu je govorila.
But after some time he heard that the Lord is personally present in the heavenly planets.
Međutim, nakon nekog vremena čuje kako je gospodin osobno prisutan na rajskim planetama.
And he receives the offerings of his devotees.
Te da tamo prima ponude koje mu prinose njegovi bakte.
With his own hand.
I to vlastitim rukama.
This was very attractive to go to a place where Krishna is personally present.
Ne biste li i vi željeli poći na mjesto na kojem je Krishna osobno prisutan?
I think we all would immediately go into our sastava and want to drive there.
Mislim da bismo svi sjeli u svoju zastavu, jednostavno se odvezli tamo.
But here the information was the Lord was present on the heavenly planets. How to go with the zastava to the heavenly planets?
Međutim, podatak koji je on dobio je bio taj da je gospodin osobno prisutan na rajskim planetama. Kako otići do rajskih planeta u zastavi?
But he had faith that chanting the mantra would fulfill all his desires.
Međutim, vjerovao je da će izgovaranje te mantre ispuniti sve njegove želje.
And when he chanted the mantra with full faith, one day he saw a heavenly spacecraft.
I kada je izgovarao mantru sa punom vjerom, jednog je dana ugledao kako mu prilazi letjelica sa rajskih planeta.
It was pulled by divine horses.
Koči u letjelicu uvukle božanski konji.
Beautiful heavenly being said, dojite, dojite, dođi, dođi, yes. Come, come.
I prekrasna rajska bića rekla su mu, dođi, dođi.
And as he went into the spacecraft, it took off and brought him to Svargaloka.
Dok je ušao u tu letjelicu, ona ga je odvezla na Svargaloku.
I will now request Gauranga Sundara to please come here on and paint the journey of Gop Kumar. What is our planetary system called?
Sada će Gauranga Sundara probu na ploči nacrtati kako izgleda putovanje Gop Kumara.
Yeah, from down. Gop Kumar, not Gop Kumar, Gauranga Sundara will now write down the earthly planet.
Gauranga Sundara će sada zapisati planeta Zemlja.
Sanskrit, Buloka. And then I think what we can do, we will see each day before we come into our seminar where Gop Kumar is at the present moment.
I svakog dana kada dolazimo na seminar možemo vidjeti gdje se Gop Kumar nalazi.
He's going from the earthly planet now to the Rajski planetski sistemski.
On sada sa Zemlje odlazi na rajske planetarne sustave.
Yeah. He's going in a heavenly spacecraft.
I to odlazi u nebeskoj letjelici.
As he enters the heavenly planets.
Dok dolazi na rajske planete.
He sees a wonderful palace.
Vidi prekrasnu palaču.
And he hears music, sweet music.
I čuje vrlo slatku glazbu.
And he sees the most beautiful of women.
I vidi najljepše žene.
Even better than the Splitski Janski. He sees them dancing in rhythms.
Vidi ih kako plešu u ritmu.
Yes. And he sees Indra, the king of heaven.
Potom vidi Indru, kralja raja.
Covered with many eyes.
Koji je prekriven mnogim očima.
Enjoying the celebration.
I koji uživa u tom slavlju.
Then he sees how one door opens in the palace.
Potom vidi kako su palači otvaraju jedna vrata.
First he sees a lot of light coming out of the door.
Prvo iz vrata izlazi velika količina svjetlosti.
The music stops.
Glazba staje.
And a new song starts.
I počinje nova pjesma.
Jaya Upendra, Jaya Upendra, and the Vamandev, who had appeared as the younger brother of Indra, comes and the musicians play, and he sits next to the throne of Indra and smiles.
I čuje se povici Jaya Upendra, Jaya Upendra, i pojavljuje se gospodin koji se tamo nalazi kao Indrin mlađi brat. On dolazi dok ga stanovnici rajskih planeta hlade sa čamarama, te sjeda na prijestolje do Indre.
Indra is so heavy, happy.
Indra
is also heavy.
Indra je jako sretan.
He brings food to Lord Upendra, doesn't he?
hranu gospodinu Pendri radi Moarati.
Serves him in many ways.
Te ga služi na mnoge načine.
Upendra speaks many nice instructions.
Upendra izgovara mnoge bitne
and he sees Gopkumara.
Upute. I tada ugleda
Gopkumara. Come.
Priđi.
You are new here.
Ti si nov ovdje.
And he holds the lotus feet towards Gopkumara.
I onda ispruži svoje lotosovo stopalo prema Gopkumaru.
And Gopkumar just feels like embracing the Lord.
Gopkumar se osjeća kao da želi zagrliti gospodina.
He is so sweet.
On je tako sladak.
Sladak. After some time a scandal happens.
Međutim, nakon nekog vremena dolazi do skandala.
We have enough scandals in ISKCON, so I will not tell you the full detail because you have heard now so much about scandals.
U ISKCON imamo jako puno skandala, pa vam neću pričati sve pojedinosti jer vam je sigurno već dosta tih skandala.
Also we have children here.
Osim toga, ovdje imamo i djecu.
Let me just give you the hint.
Daću vam samo neki nagovještaj.
Indra, who was so lusty,
Indra koji je bio vrlo požudan,
forced the daughter of a saint to sexual relationship.
Indra koji je bio jako požudan prisilio je kćer jednog velikog sveca na spolni odnos.
And when the saint heard this, he became furious.
Kad je svetac to čuo, totalno se razžestio.
You nonsense, you may be the king of the heavenly planets, but you are a lusty wretch.
Budalo jedna, može si kralj rajskih planeta, međutim zapravo si samo požudna budala.
Indra knew all his weapons were not strong enough to counteract the curse of the saint, so he just ran away and hid somewhere.
Indra je znao da sva njegova oružja ne mogu ništa protiv svećeve srđbe, te stoga pobjegao i sakrio se negdje.
And he did not show up for his government duties.
I tako se nije pojavio da izvrši svoje upraviteljske dužnosti.
Then Upendra said, we need a new king.
I tada je Upendra rekao, potreban nam je novi kralj.
I feel the new person here who has just come is perfectly suited to be the king of the heavenly planets.
I osjećam da je ova pridošlica savršeno sposoban da postane novi kralj rajskih planeta.
It is my personal desire to make him king.
Moja je osobna želja da on postane kralj.
Gopkumar was coronated.
I tako su Gopkumara okrunili.
But now you will hear the amazing his amazing character.
Međutim, sada ćete čuti nešto o njegovom izuzetnom karakteru.
He did not sleep in the palace.
On nije spavao u palači.
But in a very, very simple bedding, not bedding even, some straw in the Nanda Kanana garden.
Međutim, on nije nikada spavao u palači, već na vrlo jednostavnom ležaju napravljenom od slame u Nandakanana vrtovima.
Although he was surrounded by the most beautiful beauty queens of the heavenly planets, he never looked lustfully at one single woman.
Iako su ga okruživale kraljice ljepote u tom rajskom kraljevstvu, nikad nije niti jednu od njih pogledao požudno.
But he ruled the planet as a perfect devotee.
Vladao je planetima poput savršenog bakte.
He was always very renounced.
Uvijek je bio vrlo odvojen.
And his only idea in life was to serve Upendra.
I jedino zamisao koje je imao u životu jest da služi Upendru.
His dear Lord.
Svog dragog gospodina.
Now please let us stop for one moment and investigate this amazing character of Gopkumar.
Zastanimo ovdje na trenutak i razmotrimo izuzetan karakter Gopkumara.
It is the characteristic of a Paramahamsa.
Sve su to odlike koje posjeduje Paramahamsa.
Who only wants the essence.
Koji želi samo srž.
When a swan is given a bowl with a mixture of milk and water, he will know how to
Just drink the milk and leave the water.
Kada labudu pružite posudu ispunjenu pomiješanim mlijekom i vodom, on zna na koji način može popiti samo mlijeko, ostaviti vodu.
A devotee can also be a parama, a swan-like person.
Bhakta također može biti takva labudolika osoba.
That means that in the midst of so many diversions, he always prefers to focus his mind or bring his mind back to the essential things.
To znači da on uvijek može svoj um usmjeriti na stvari koje su najvažnije.
Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, yata yata nishchalati. Wherever the mind goes due to his flickering nature, one must always bring it back.
I Krishna o tome govori u Bhagavad Giti, kad kaže da gdje god um odluta zahvaljujući svojoj nepostojanoj prirodi, osoba ga treba vratiti natrag.
Now Gop Kumar stayed on the heavenly planets, but he had one problem.
Gop Kumar je ostao na rajskim planetama, međutim imao je jedan problem.
All these jewels, they're not as attractive as the simple countryside of Vrindavan.
Svi te dragulje nisu ga toliko privlačili koliko jednostavan krajolik u Vrindavanu.
And sometimes Upendra was not on the heavenly planets.
A Upendra ponekad nije bio na rajskim planetama.
He went to where a devotee needed his personal audience.
Otišao bi na mjesto na kojem je neki bhakta trebao njegovo osobno prisustvo.
And at that time Gop Kumar felt the whole world, the whole universe was void without the Lord.
I u tim bi trenucima Gop Kumar osjećao da je cijeli svemir prazan bez gospodnog prisustva.
He thought, I wish I would be back in Jagannath Puri where the Lord always stands on his altar.
I pomisle, želio bih se ponovo vratiti u Jagannath Puri gdje gospodin uvijek boravi na svom oltaru.
And sometimes he wanted to leave the planets.
I ponekad je želio otići s tih planeta.
But always just in time Upendra came back.
Međutim, uvijek bi se baš na vrijeme Upendra vratio natrag.
Please stay, I want your association so much.
Molim te, ostani, toliko želim tvoje društvo.
And that's why Gop Kumar stayed and he preached about bhakti.
I zbog toga je Gop Kumar tamo i ostao i propovjedao o bhakti.
One day, a very special personality came to the heavenly planets.
Jednog dana na rajske planete došla jedna vrlo posebna osoba.
Let us just imagine the situation.
Zamislite samo sljedeću situaciju.
The people in the heavenly planets were like you here.
Ljudi na rajskim planetama bili su neki nalik vama.
Except they do not sweat.
Osim što se ne znoje.
And they don't become tired after eating.
Ne umore se nakon jedenja.
They are full of life.
I puni su života.
But they were like you.
Ali nalikuju na vas.
All of a sudden the atmosphere changed.
Međutim, ozračje se odjednom promijenilo.
A great saint with long hair came.
Pojavio se jedan veliki svetac dugačke kose.
His influence spread and everyone stopped doing what they were doing and went like.
Njegov se utjecaj tako brzo raširio da su svi stali sa svojim poslovima i odali mu poštovanje.
Gop Kumar ran to his the guru of all the people on the heavenly planets, to Brihaspati, and said, "Who is this luminous personality?"
Gop Kumar je pritrčao duhovnom učitelju svih polubogova Brihaspati i upitao, tko je ova osoba koja tako sjaji?
Oh, said Brihaspati, that's Bhrigu Muni from Mahaloka.
Oh, rekao je Brihaspati, to je Bhrigu Muni s Mahaloke.
When everything in this universe gets destroyed, Mahaloka remains as it is.
Kada se sve u ovom svemiru uništi, Mahaloka ostaje takva kakva jest.
I must tell you, I did a mistake. Each day of Lord Brahma, everything in the universe up to Mahaloka is destroyed.
Zapravo napravio sam grešku. Sve se uništava u cijelom svemiru na kraju Brahminog dana.
See, Svagaloka is destroyed.
Kao što vidite, uništava se Svargaloka. Burlok,
our planetary system,
naš planetarni sustav,
and what comes under us.
I sve ono što se nalazi ispod nas.
Whenever Brahma goes to bed, it's destroyed.
Kad god Brahma pođe na počinak, sve se to uništava.
Each morning after a night of Lord Brahma, Brahma creates again.
A svakog jutra nakon što se gospodin Brahma probudi, sve to ponovo stvara.
Everything under this line. He creates again. He's a creator. He needs some action.
On je stvaratelj i potrebna mu je neka akcija.
So yes, said Gop Kumar, I'm very interested to hear more about Mahaloka.
Da, rekao je Gop Kumar, jako me zanima i želim čuti još o Mahaloki.
Yes, said Brihaspati, there the Lord is present in the houses of his many devotees as Yagyeshvara.
Da, rekao Brihaspati, gospodin je tamo prisutan u kućama svojih bhakta u obliku Yagyeshvare.
Whenever the people in the houses make yagyas and the Lord just appears in their houses as Yagyeshvara and accepts personally with his own hand what the people offer him.
Gospodin se tamo pojavljuje kao Yagyeshvara kada njegovi bakte pale žrtvene vatre te prihvaća vlastitim rukama sve što mu oni ponude.
The Lord appears in so many forms as there are yagyas.
Gospodin se pojavljuje u onoliko mnogo oblika koliko postoji jagi.
Wow, said Gop Kumar. No, he said wonderful.
Prekrasno, rekao je Gop Kumar.
And a desire came in his heart.
I u srcu mu se probudila želja.
He didn't speak about it to anyone.
Nikome nije govorio o njoj.
But he wanted to see that.
Ali on je to želio vidjeti.
How the Lord appeared out of fire.
Želio vidjeti kako se gospodin pojavljuje iz vatre.
I have experienced this one time in my life.
Jedno sam iskusio u životu.
We were in Bern, in Switzerland.
Bili smo u Bernu, u Švicarskoj.
With a Sharanagati preaching group.
Sa Sharanagati propovjedačkom grupom.
And we made a yagya in a big villa.
Te smo u jednoj velikoj vili napravili jagiju.
And the priest said, now I will ask Lord Vishnu to appear in the fire.
I svećenik je rekao, sada ću se moliti gospodina Višnua da se pojavi u vatri.
So that he eats the grains.
Tako da može pojesti žitarice.
The priest was very qualified.
Taj svećenik bio vrlo kvalificiran.
All of a sudden it made like, we almost could feel it. There was, you didn't hear it, but it was an overwhelming feeling that the Lord is now present in this fire.
I odjednom su svi dobili...
It was after the mantra which he spoke.
Nakon što on izgovorio mantre, odjedanput je sve preplavio neki osjećaj da je gospodin doista prisutan u toj vatri. To nije nešto što ste mogli čuti ili vidjeti, već bio jednostavno takav osjećaj.
I have once seen this in a cheating way.
Jedno sam vidio kako je to neko napravio na vrlo prevarantski način.
One priest said, I will now chant a mantra and just by chanting the mantra the fire will come. The Lord will come in the form of fire.
Jedan svećenik rekao, sad će izgovoriti vatru i gospodin će se automatski pojaviti u obliku vatre.
And then he put his spoon into where the straw was.
Tada je stavio svoju žlicu na mjesto gdje je bila slama.
Said some mantras.
Izgovori neke mantre.
And then fire came.
I tada se zapalila vatra.
But later I found out that he had put some chemicals in the straw and on his spoon he had also put some chemicals and then it went like when the chemical touched each other.
Međutim, kasnije sam otkrio da je sve bila prevara jer je on stavio određene kemikalije u tu slamu i nekako u žlicu. Tako da je vatra buknula kada su se one spojile.
But I must say he had also not said that this he had just you know, he made this as some shalom say, some joke.
Međutim, on ipak to napravi samo kao neku šalu.
So it was not really cheating, it was a good performance.
To zapravo nije bila prijevara, već jednostavno jako dobra predstava.
Yes, predstava. So, but here on the higher planets,
međutim ovdje na tim višim planetama, na Maharloki,
there the Lord appears in the form of fire and takes the grains.
Tamo se Gospodin pojavljuje u obliku vatre i prihvaća žitarice.
And the jewels.
I nakit.
And the ghee.
I ghee.
They offer so much from morning to evening.
Nasi dragi
Gospodin, this is all for you, and they've poured in the fort fire.
Oni od jutra do večeri prinose razne ponude u vatru govoreći: dragi moj Gospodine, sve je ovo za tebe.
Now at this time something very significant happened.
U tom se trenutku dogodilo nešto vrlo značajno.
Gop Kumar wanted to go there.
Gop Kumar je želio poći na to mjesto.
And all he knew is, if I chant my mantra, everything which I desire will come in my life.
I znao je da će mu se u životu sve ostvariti kada izgovara svoju mantru.
So he was chanting.
I tako je mantrao.
All of a sudden he felt how he was invisibly carried up, and he landed on Mahaloka.
I tako mantrač osjetio je kako ga neka nevidljiva sila uzdiže i dovodi na Maharloku.
And when he went into one of the houses, he saw some sadhus sitting there and making the yakya.
I kada je ušao u jednu kuću, vidio je neke sadhuje koji su sjedili vršeći jagiju.
And it was all of a sudden he saw how with the flames or out of the flame a form of a many-handed Vishnu came.
I odjednom je vidio kako se iz vatre pojavljuje oblik mnogorukog Višnua.
And he smiled and he accepted all the offerings.
On se osmijehnuo i prihvatio sve ponude.
Oh, this is wonderful, said Gop Kumar.
Ovo je predivno, rekao je Gop Kumar.
I want to also do this.
I sam želim to raditi.
But the people said, no problem, but you must be a Brahman.
Ljudi su rekli, nema problema, ali moraš biti Brahmana.
You are now in the form of a cowherd boy.
Sad imaš oblik dječaka pastira.
Let us change your dress.
Promijenit ćemo tvoju odjeću.
Let us give you a Brahman doti and a Brahman thread.
Daćemo ti brahmanski doti i brahmansku špagu.
You are very qualified.
Ti si vrlo kvalificirana osoba.
But something in Gop Kumar told him, no.
Ali nešto Gop Kumaru reklo mu je, ne.
I want to stay the way I am.
Želim ostati ovakav kakav jesam.
I don't know why, but please allow me.
Ne znam zašto, no molim vas, dopustite mi.
Later in our story we'll hear the reason why.
Kasnije ćete u našoj priči čuti koji je razlog.
But now I cannot tell you.
Međutim, sad vam to ne mogu reći.
So, Hare Krishna. We will come now to the close.
Sada se približavamo završetku.
Brahma's day came to an end.
Došao je kraj Brahminog dana.
And it was becoming intolerably hot in Mahaloka.
I na Maharloki postalo je nezamislivo vruće.
Do you know why?
Znate li zašto?
Venugopal.
Venugopal Prabhu.
Yes, the fire which is emanating from the mouth of Anantashesha at the time of the partial dissolution.